Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh. We're thankful that you decided to join us today. We'll jump right into it, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, podcast crime, Reg. What is the deal? Super pimping.
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's up with the Louisville, bro?
You know what it is, man. You know,
the native land.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Louisville native, bro. You know, I had to represent for them cards, man. You know how it is.
Hey, man, I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan, and I was just thrilled to go and visit his house, man.
Yeah, man, it's
when I went, so much respect.
Appreciate it. Hey, but check it out, man. Before my schoolmates try to call me out on some shit. I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, people. I went to school in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Funny.
Yeah, all
of them.
They'll get me, man. I have friends from elementary school and high school. All my friends are in Chattanooga, Tennessee. But I spent the first few years of my life in Louisville, and tons of family still there.
Yeah.
Grew up on Louisville basketball as a kid. And that's just what it is. Back in the days of, Daryl Griffin, Jerry Eves,
And this is before the scandal.
Yeah, this was before Money Cash Hoes University. Cash Hoes University. Yeah, right. So I'm a Louisville Cardinals basketball fan. Even through the money cash and the hoes, it's still Louisville Cards basketball
and the football too, right? You were rocking with Lamar.
I rock with them, man. I rock with them.
So,
no doubt. Yeah, that's what it is, man. But I go to Louisville. The funny thing is, man, I go to Louisville, man, and I still kind of get lost because of the way, it's not like it was when I was a. When I was younger and I used to visit all the time, but Chattanooga is I know like the back of my hand, man. So that's kind of where that's where all my meaningful friendships are have formulated from back there. So
no doubt.
I don't want the email or the comments be like, you from Chattanooga,
Try to lose your card on this one.
I know, but I mean, everybody know that I got love for Chattanooga, man. That's just what it is.
I mean, one thing I just want to make sure we get on the table real quick is the Super Bowl. And my predictions just sort of happened to fall in line. Even the score.
Well, I got the score half right too, man. If you put it out there like that, man. I said 35-31 Chiefs. Tampa Bay did have 31.
Yep, and I said 31-24. That was crazy.
But yeah, Tom Brady and his bag of loving ass, man. Everybody got real short memory. Forgot he's a supporter.
Yeah. Well, but he was at least, and not sticking up for this guy, but at least he was consistent with his message. Unlike Breeze was talking some foul shit, and then he tried to clean it up. Brady's just like, I'm just Brady, man. But outside of Brady, we all know who really won that game. It was defense. That's what got him there. And you see the all black. The whole staff is black. Head coach, assistant coaches, and of course the coordinators.
Women on the staff too, man. So
the team is black. I mean, this, I don't know. Just it felt good, but they exposed Kansas City to me, man. To the extent where I still give Mahomes props and for being a good player. They got a good team, good coaching as well, but they exposed how to really. Play them on defense, man.
But this ain't an NFL show, but I am gonna say this. I knew, and I just couldn't get online and change my video, but I knew Kansas City was going to lose when they had the dude starting on the offensive line that was starting for the Carolina Panthers that year that that Denver beat them. That when dude was going up against I think his name was Mike Rimmer or something like that. He, you know, he made Von Miller the MVP, and he made whoever was across from him on Tampa look like the MVP too. That dude is that Ole Matador type of blocking scheme. That's what that was.
Yeah, come and get it.
Shout out to Mike Rimmer for giving away two Super Bowls. But nonetheless, I was real happy for all the brothers and sisters on the on the Tampa Bay coaching staff, man. I mean, that's really how things should be. And the only one thing I'll say about, because I read a couple comments about, you know, oh, they had to get a white guy to lead them, you know, on the field, Jameis Winston, whatever. I will say this. This is what I will say to that. In the NFL or any professional sports, there is a certain amount of discipline, and there's a certain amount of a focus that it takes. Jameis Winston didn't have that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Tom Brady does. It's just like, you know, you got to give it up to people that know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
And this particular instance, I mean, Tom Brady knows what the fuck he's doing on the football field. Jameis Winston didn't.
Yeah. He can rock. He can just walk into the locker room and just.
He has cachet, man. It's like you got the cachet to be able to do that. It's like he comes in with six rings. Nobody else has any. They're like. You know what I'm saying? So
So
shout out to, you know, to him for having, you know, from a football perspective. I mean, you're taking the personal shit out of him, man. From a football perspective, I mean, there's, you know, for somebody I'll put you like this, for somebody that had his heart broken by Terry Bradshaw twice when they beat Dallas, you know, he's a four-time Super Bowl winner, but nobody ever talks about him being the greatest quarterback ever. The only person that they would talk about would be Joe Montana. And, you know, beyond that, then we're gonna move on. I mean, he has to be the greatest winner in professional football. You know, other sports, it's debatable. He's the GOAT. He's still a bitch ass for supporting Trump. But, you know.
Yeah, I recognize it. Yeah, unfortunately.
He's the GOAT. All right,
what we gonna get into today, man?
Well, let me tell you, man. I peruse, you know, while I'm posting, you know, stuff for the show, for the bourbon, for the clothing line and things like this. You know, I come across a lot of, I'm on social media a lot, especially since I got a little bit of downtime right now. On there a lot, man, and I see a lot of things on there. And one thing that I see is. And it's kind of funny, and I don't mean to make fun of anybody's plight as a, you know, romantic plight or anything like that, but there's a lot of stuff online. I'll see women say, yeah, I'm gonna have a husband this year, or I'm gonna say this prayer and they're gonna give me a husband, and I'm gonna, you know,
all the time
do this. You know, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? You see a lot of this shit on there, and a lot of times I look at these profile pictures and I'm just and I'm like, that's why you don't. I'm just playing. But no, it really got me thinking, because I feel like that from a presentation standpoint, those type of things really shouldn't be put out in cyberspace. You know, I just don't feel like that. Advertising that you're lonely and single and whatever. I just think that the emotional cork needs to be put in some of these things. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, social media is a place where you see so much stuff, but to me there are certain things that shouldn't actually go out there. And those type of things, I feel like that they shouldn't. And I know I'm a man talking about what women do, and women probably gonna try to rip me one for this, but listen to some of the other podcasts, you know exactly how pro woman I am. So, but we're gonna talk about today, and it's probably gonna piss a lot of people off, man, but we're gonna talk about what makes, since y'all are trying to figure out how to get a husband, praying for a husband, and you know, you like, you know, I can't wait to, I'm gonna be my husband and my people to death, you know, when I get mad, I'm like, you know, women put a lot of shit out there. So since y'all do this, We got something for y'all today. What makes a woman attractive? Okay. Because I think we had a show. Oh man, I think was it called? What's a good woman or something like that? Because we had done what's a real man, and then we did something else for the women.
That was in that first year, if you will. Yeah.
So this is Get Your Shit Right 2.0. This Get Your Shit Right 2.0. So we go see what's up with it, man. And but this is what makes a woman attractive. And hopefully
you got it. And we got 30 minutes to do this. That's a damn
risk. It might run a little bit longer, but you know, we just try to make it a high level overview and not folks too long. Sure. So yeah, I mean, and these are, I had to give the disclaimer, man. This is one of those things that can consider it just a conversation, you know, because we're definitely not trying to be combative with, you know, with women and talk about things that, you know, women. It's not that kind of conversation. It's just really more free game, if you will. You know, we had a previous show about. Alpha males or what is an alpha male, you know, we consider it, you know, free game, and it's like, take it for what you will. It's subjective. We're not the end all and be all, but we got an opinion too. I put you like this, man. I mean, first off, let me say this. There's a difference between being attractive, being pretty, and being beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna break that down.
So this will be scene one of the movie What Makes a Woman Attractive podcast. Let's talk about attraction. I mean, if you want to just break it down from its, you know, from its basic elements, you know, what makes a woman attractive to a man is obviously, you know, within the eye of the beholder.
Right.
But me personally, should I like anything else that a man likes? You know, you like certain shapes, you like certain colors, you like, you know, you like hairstyles, you like outfits, you know, and to me, you know, those vary from what I like, varies from day to day.
Yeah.
It is what it is on that. But I mean, that's such a high level overview of human interactivity. It's like attraction is fleeting. It changes
direction. It's like the wind, man.
Right. Yeah. Direction with the wind. So, you know, it could be a lot of different things, because people, there's however many people there are on earth, that's how many different levels of attraction there are.
Right.
That's as simple as that. So people sometimes misconstrue what attraction really is. Attraction is the base level. It's the like, damn, you see that? Damn, you see that? That's the attraction.
You see? Right.
Now, yeah. Pretty, in my estimation, is basically what you do when you're not trying to cultivate a personal relationship or a romantic relationship. I got this saying, man, pretty is, pretty does.
You know what I'm saying? So you're saying, in terms of can a woman be naturally pretty versus trying to get pretty? Is that a distinction there, or am I off base?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying with that, but I will say that it's like I don't put any requirement as far as what a woman tries to do to make herself feel a certain way. What I'm saying is that when all of that is done, whether, you know, whatever you're doing, whether it's wigs, lashes, makeups, Spanx, whatever the fuck it is, whatever you're doing to get to what you consider is pretty is just the starting line. It's what you do after that. To me, that in my eyes, and again, this is purely subjective, it's what you do after that makes you pretty or not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you give people your ass to kiss all day because you think you're something, then you're something that you may not be, that's not pretty. That's ugly. So, so you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like once you tie the bow on your package, what you do after that is what I look at, whether or not you know pretty or not. Excuse me. So, and then there is. You know, the third level of it, which is just pure beauty. You know, beauty is how you operate within the things that you've been blessed with. You see what I'm saying? It's things to where it's where the pretty wall or the facade, because to me, pretty has a level of manufactured essence to it. You see what I'm saying? You can fake pretty.
Yeah.
And you can fake attraction. You know, attraction is just going to take place. You can do some shit to kind of manipulate attraction. You can do shit to get you too pretty, but then you have to perform within that pretty realm. And then beautiful is when you strip all that shit away, is how you handle everything that you've been blessed with and everything that you have. And to me, that's just the world according to French, man. So
that's like a hierarchy that you just took us through, is attraction to pretty to beauty.
Right, right.
Okay. Because
to me, beauty is not something that is you can't fake that. And I know there's a whole beauty industry. To me, that's the pretty industry.
Okay, and
the reason why I say that, man, and I hope people feel me on this, and I'm making light of it, but I'm serious as fuck at the same time. The reason why I say that is because, you know, beauty doesn't have beauty doesn't have a makeup artist.
Yeah,
pretty does.
Yeah,
you know, pretty is that package that you put together, and like I said, how you operate within that package is going to determine whether somebody says you're pretty or not. If you're beautiful, if you're really just absolutely beautiful, it's something that's coming from the inside.
It's innate, yeah.
It's innate, and it doesn't matter what you really. Well, I mean, it's from an attraction standpoint, it matters what you look like, but from a beauty standpoint, it doesn't matter what you look like, because people are going to. Just like we talked about in the alpha male episode, people are going to be a certain level of gravitational pull towards you, regardless of what you look like, and that's the beauty. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, so I'm not trying to complicate the shit, but to me, that's how I look at it, man. I'm talking too much, man. Go ahead.
Nah, it's. I'm sitting here thinking about it because it's and that's why I was talking about pretty. Is that something that, and I'm not asking you, but I'm just sort of restating what I said. Is it when a woman makes herself pretty, or she just naturally that way? And I don't mean natural from the way that you like. I woke up like this, not like that. I'm saying like. It was really like beauty. In essence, I was saying that was really like beauty. Beauty is just something, it's there. You know it, you realize it, and you are. I think beauty is something you sort of work to find out with a person, with a woman. She draws you, there's something magnetic between you and that person for whatever reason, right? And like you said, you're not really. She didn't have to be pretty to draw you there. It's just something you have in common, right? Oh, you like sports? Oh, that's my team too. You from Louisville? I mean, and that's an immediate attraction. And so once that attraction, once that pairing is made, then, you know, it's like, okay, now is she pretty? You know, like, okay, now that you have my attention, you know, do you hit me on that level? And then I'll even up you on this. You can probably skip over the, you can look past, maybe you said this in a way, you can look past pretty and find out this is a beautiful woman. She's just magnificent, you know, to whatever other qualities hit. She probably jumped over that pretty. So she got you from attraction. It's like, okay, maybe not as pretty as I would like or what I'm thinking, but damn it, she's a keeper, or she's worth having, being in my circle type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can flow with that, man. I still think that the type of pretty that you mentioned in that particular example is still more on the attraction side, because to me, you know, pretty is manufactured.
I see. Yeah,
it's kind of like the pretty and the attraction are they're separate, but they're kind of woven together because people do things to make themselves pretty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There is nothing you can do to make yourself beautiful.
Okay, yeah, I can flow with that.
Either you there or you grass. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, pretty, man, you can run up and down Instagram and find pretty.
Yeah. Especially with these filters, these Snapchat filters, like, damn, you skin cleared up, you know, a little bit from last time. Yeah. Last time I saw
it. All that is pretty, man. It's like,
it's catfish out here, man. It's catfish. But I tell you the simple word that I would say brings me into attraction with a woman. Man, she gotta be friendly. She has to be friendly. And to the extent I would give more time to a friendly 5 than an unfriendly 10. Because, you know, you taking my energy to try to make you, I mean, just as simple as hello, or, you know, good morning, what, you know, what's up, however I want to greet you, it is very annoying. I mean, like, I'm almost immediately disinterested in someone who can't respond to just a friendly gesture. And there's a lot of women, and I know women, you know, depending on situations and their relationships with men, they get some of these dusty Negroes that is not treating, not doing the right thing, call them out of their name, etc.
Right.
But, and so they wall up to where I, you know, you be in the gas station. How you doing, sister? Nothing. Immediate turn off for me. Just in the game of just dealing with women, you gotta be friendly. And it goes to also, Fresh, we said it on several episodes before, women choose. So even if you make yourself vulnerable, or you may feel yourself to be vulnerable to let a man into a very mild conversation, you waiting in line in the grocery store and you make conversation, and you decide to make conversation with that man can't force himself to make conversation with you. He can't force, you know what I'm saying, you to give him your contact information. So women choose to do that. We campaign. We're out here, we campaign it because it's plentiful.
They cast a vote.
Yeah, right.
They cast a vote.
Exactly. And right. They're the ones that have passed it. And I guess that's why a lot of women haven't really developed that confidence to feel like they can be friendly, at least. I mean, you don't have to be cheerful all the time, you know what I'm saying? But just, you know, make a conscious effort to put yourself in a position to where if someone is extending kindness, it's just like on the Alpha Male episode, where a woman should probably know if a guy is genuine with what he's saying and not trying to be disrespectful. Everyone has their own levels of respect that they command or demand. And look, I don't care what kind of mood you're in, good morning, a smile, what, you know what I'm saying? You know, a woman may not know what my motives are, but just be friendly.
Yeah, I mean, being friendly is a, excuse me. Being friendly is definitely a positive. However, I will disagree with you on just about most of everything what you just said, because I mean women are really up under no obligation to give us a time of day. I mean, you know, if they don't want to talk, that's their prerogative. You know, if they want to give you the side eye, that's their prerogative. Not under any obligation to put a smile on their face to try to appease men. And I think that's part of the issue that women have to fight. It's like, you know, they're expected to put on this particular face to garner our particular, you know, attention. So in that regard, I disagree with you. However, there's a second part of that too, that I think, you know, the reason why some women are like that, because man, a lot of motherfuckers out here are just some creepy dudes, man. So it's like, you know, women step into situations where, you know, they may have had situations where, you know, they've experienced, less than stellar treatment at the hands and at the minds of men. So they're apprehensive, you know, when it comes to stuff like that. So, you know, I just kind of meet people where they are when it comes.
It doesn't like I won't immediately be, like embarrassed or anything. Like it won't offend me per se, but it from an attraction standpoint, dealing with attraction. Yes, so what makes a woman attractive to me is she has to have that piece in order for me to at least gravitate towards her in whatever setting that we're in. Whether it can be over a text or whatever, you still feel someone's energy off of that.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's any means of communication from that standpoint.
I get it. So, you know, one thing that I will say is really, really big to me, and the friendliness aspect of it, it's like I kind of expect to get, you know, what I give in regards to the friendliness portion of it. But if I don't, I mean, I'm cool with that too. You know, you just keep it moving. And this is not necessarily, I don't want to get into, you know, into what I like too much, but I do want to kind of put out there, you know, some of the things that I know that men of my age, you know, when I say my age, I mean, you know, 5 to 7 years above, 7 to 10 years below. That's kind of like my age range, people that I know. Besides the nobody I talk to.
Yeah.
I will say that, you know, having a grasp on the amount of, conflict that's in your life, is definitely, when I think I said this on the show before, man, you got to be peaceful. You know, you have to have, your life can't be in chaos. You know, can't be any drama. I think that's something that that men learn from women only after they get the friendliness back that you're talking about. You have to be able to ask the right questions, and you know, if you got a bunch of drama in your life, it's not really attractive. And I know there's some women out there like, "Well, men do the same thing, man." Okay, fine, shut up. I know. Do your own show about what makes men attractive.
Right.
But seriously, I mean, I say that in jest, but I'm serious as fuck at the same time. But, you know, having drama in your life, always having something going on that's not conducive to producing any useful results, you know. Yeah. To me, that's drama. Drama is like, it doesn't have any kind of use. There's no foundation from which you can build on. It's just drama for the sake of drama. And you know, I think too, what makes a woman attractive is the energy and the vibe. And I know those are things that are really, really abstract, but they're but they're to me, they're, I won't say tangible, but they're palatable from an emotional and spiritual standpoint. You know, when people can feel the type of energy that you bring into the room. You know, I hate using the term ghetto, but sometimes that's the type of energy that can be put off. There is a type of energy that some people look and describe as quote unquote ghetto. And like I said, it's not my term. It's not a term I really like to
use. It's used ratchet or something.
Yeah, ratchet or unrefined. Let's put it like that. That, you know, it's unrefined. That type of energy is a no-no to me. You know, I'd rather have somebody that may not necessarily be as refined as you like, but wants to kind of tuck that in because they're trying to learn. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they're trying to get there. They understand that, hey, maybe I'm out of my element on some things, but I want to be a little bit more, you know, more functional within that element and learn some things. And with that, they exude a level of confidence about where they are at that particular time. Because to me, and this is just a freshism, you know, to me, I think a lot of this ratchetness and shit is actually done because people don't have the confidence to be anything else. You know, whether they know that they can be something else or whatever, but I think a lot of times it's because they lack the confidence to be some of the other things that they see, because there's plenty of examples. There are plenty of examples, you know, from a female perspective that are projecting, that are positive, that are, that are, you know, some of the things that we're speaking of. Plenty of them. There's not a shortage of them. So, you know, I think that a lot of times some of the behavior patterns, and even some of the shit that I was talking about that goes on social media in regards to, you know, I'm gonna find a man, the level of desperation in short is what it comes off, you know, to me.
Yeah.
The level of desperation that's shown, I think it's because people don't have confidence. And they don't have the confidence to actually be what they really are or be what they really want to be. You know, nobody wants to work to be, you know, because it's work. It is literally work to be somebody's mate. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, it is.
It's fucking work. Do you understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
It is a hard fucking job. You just don't wake up and you got a fucking husband. You don't just wake up and you are a husband. You don't just wake up and you are. That shit is fucking work.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, there's a lot of misguided shit out here to where, you know, you think that you're going to say this magic prayer and you're going to get this man that's everything in the world to you or vice versa. I don't think men think that way. Men know that they got to, you kind of eat what you kill and you hunt. You got to go out there. Just like you said, we campaign it. And I think the lack of confidence is a lack of understanding that they do choose. Like you said, I mean, women do choose. You know, you get caught up with these flaky ass motherfuckers out here because you choosing wrong. And I know that, you know, I'm not victim blaming or any shit like that. But what I'm saying is that women need to have the confidence to understand. It's like, okay, I can choose the type of man that I want, but it's only going to come through having the level of attraction that attracts the right person. And I'm saying that everybody that's attracted to you is the right person.
Yeah.
It'll take the certain level of pretty. It's like, you know, once you get past the attraction, do you keep yourself up? Do you take care of yourself? All that shit is pretty. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know plenty of beautiful people that aren't necessarily, you know, they put on makeup and they're still not really
physically pretty.
I mean, I know plenty of people like that. So what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, how do you function within that realm of pretty? Do you act like you look? Because you know, that's what takes you to the beautiful level, because that pretty shit is not always going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times women give you what they want to receive too. So a lot of the negativity that comes back to them is what you, right, is you put out what you're getting back. And I think that's something that we all do, and it's something that we should all reflect upon, like, okay, what am I doing wrong, type of thing. I think that's what women go through is, you know, a ghetto chick knows she might want a ghetto dude, and so she'll turn that ratchet up to 10, you know what I'm saying, because that's what she wants to attract. But if she meets me or you, she won't get that, so she didn't know how to turn that filter on and off. And I think that's where maybe a lot of women sort of lose out. Another thing is,
I'm single, meet me. I see that shit coming a mile away, bro. I got a fucking radar that sweeps the county, and lets me know the highest concentration of ghetto shit I passed.
Yeah. Ghetto GPS.
I got a fucking ghetto GPS, dude. And I'm hitting alternate route.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
I hear you. Yeah. U-turn. But we also, the numbers, the ratio. So I think a woman also knows that, if I mess this up,
it's competition. You know,
he got 10 more behind me before I find the next one. So,
right. which is crazy though, dog. You know, that line of thinking to me is ridiculous, because we're all uniquely gifted, uniquely suited, you know, by whoever you think your creator is. And you know, I feel like that, you know, I got another saying, man. I just keep doing me, and somebody's eventually gonna feel that shit. You know, there may be the. Saying that still to where there's still a certain level of refinement that you need to have because we are a society of norms and things like that. You still have to have a certain level of polish,
yeah,
you know, to a degree. But at the same time, and if I wouldn't worry about how many anybody got, man. If you got hoes, you got hoes. It's like that. That's this is what it is. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not competing with anybody because it's like I know what I am, I know who I am, I know what I bring to the table, which brings me to the second part of the confidence thing. And I feel like that women that are operating within their gifts, man, are truly attractive, pretty, and beautiful. You know, they don't have to fake that. Like if you have natural talent, or if you have, you know, ambition, and you have drive, and you're applying that in your everyday life to get to a goal, that shit is you go from pretty to sexy in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
those type of things are definitely attractive, because and you know, women, for the most part, like men with ambition, and you know, but what women don't understand is that, you know, there's a lot of men out here that really love ambitious women that are out there doing their thing. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't have to stand behind me; you can stand right beside me. You know, and if if you're doing your thing and I'm a couple steps behind, shit, I'm gonna pick up my pace. I'm gonna walk faster.
That's right.
So it's like, you know, I mean, you have to find. And see, the problem is finding a man that's comfortable enough to say that shit. Like, damn, I need to step my game up. You know, my woman's skipping a little bit faster than what I am right now. Get my skip up and catch up. But you know, having the confidence and the ambition to chase after the things that you want is definitely attractive. You know, to me as a man, and just, you know, to see a woman operating within her gifts.
Yeah,
and not taking no shit about it, and just going out there and knocking shit down. That's really and truly attractive, you know, in my eyes, man.
I like a woman that will. You feel like she about to fix your plate. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't have to necessarily be the best cook, but she just that nurturing, you know, quality as well. I really cherish a woman. You feel like if you got a cold, you know, she's just gonna be there. And when you do fall, you know what I was thinking? The best couple to me that this sort of sums up what maybe an attraction looks like is Martin and Gina. If you just think about the show Martin, Gina, man. I mean, I know that's, they were in their 20s type of thing, and so they would be 20 so years younger now, but if you just think about their relationship on camera, and how she, when you talk about ambition, she was like, you know, vice president, what did she, you know, she was the educated one of the two, if you formally educated, if you will. And you could see how their relationship, they always stayed themselves. You know what I'm saying? Her best friend was Pam, not to go through the whole show, but her best friend and her husband were always at each other's necks. But that was still her girl. You know what I'm saying? But it was still received. And I think they appreciated their differences. You know what I'm saying? They were able to accept the differences that, you know, in their, as far as their personalities. And I just when I watched that show, man, I just feel like, wow, Gina was almost like, she was like the model girlfriend at that time, you know what I'm saying? That you would want to have. It had your back, all those qualities for me. I don't know, just throw that out there.
I guess, man. It's like, you know, I'm a Martin fan too, but I never really thought of it that way. You know, if I had to pick out a we're going way to the left on this shit, but if I had to pick out a character, man, I would probably pick Claire Huxtable, bro.
Oh yeah.
It would probably be my, you know, if I had to build one from scratch, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, Claire,
because you know she's you know, naturally pretty, you know, ambitious, nurturing,
intelligent,
don't take no shit, educated, you know, it's like everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, damn near perfect. You know what I'm saying? We think about it. That's TV. They wrote her perfectly. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
If if anybody don't know who the fuck Claire Huxtable is, man, you definitely listen to the wrong
podcast. I know, rock. Yeah.
Oh, podcast. So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean that is something that is And the funny thing about this, and you know, we had that podcast on Cosby and stood a couple of years ago.
Mm.
That is still some of the, you know, I mean, that is something that, you know, regardless of the type of shit that he's been accused of, that is classic material that our community to this day still needs to see in that kind of medium. You see what I'm saying? So, so yeah, I mean, he is what he is, what you think he is, or what you think he is not. But at the same time, that show, it showed some of the very first powerful, positive images, you know, for years and years and years that we needed to see. So nonetheless, moving on from that, I will say this, man, the attraction is different from, because I know I made mention of sexy before. There's levels to sexy and attractiveness too, because it's like you can see somebody and not know them, you know, not know them from Jack, and they can have on something that is sexy.
Right.
There's a point in when you're actually within a interpersonal romantic type of relationship with a woman where she does certain things that are sexy that you didn't know were there before. Like I said, you know, when you have people, you know, operating within their gifts and you know, and just doing things to make shit happen, that's a different level of sexy in my eyes. So you know,
so
women, if you're listening to this, you know, number one, quit putting shit out on Facebook, man, because you look desperate when you do that shit. I mean, you really, you know, they. You know, it gets me, you know, it's like now, you know, around February, it's all the Valentine's Day shit and all that. You see all these, I mean, bruh, it's really fucking pitiful. It really looks pitiful to me. And again, like, I'm not trying to make light of anybody's emotional plight, because like I said, with COVID, I mean, we've had less opportunity to be amongst each other and just to be social. So I know it's rough out there, but
yeah,
at the same time, this shit is, I mean, it looks bad. I mean, that's if I could just be frank about it, you know, it looks really, really bad. It looks really, really desperate. So if you want to, I don't want to say if you want to be more attractive, because that sounds horrible. It sounds presumptuous, but those types of things are not attractive. You know, putting all your, you know, being an emotional, using an emotional paintbrush to paint your life on social media is some very unattractive shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what your booty look like. That the rest of that shit is unattractive. You know what I'm saying? I see plenty of ass on IG, but the substance just makes you be like, yeah, it's nice ass. Keep scrolling.
Yeah, it's about 10 more behind that one.
Right. So you got to step your attraction game up. You know, just quit looking so damn desperate. And you know, I feel for you, but damn, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's, confidence is something that they have to. Someone would have to really want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell them don't do that, but if that's what works for the attract those in which they attract, then it will work for them. You know what I'm saying? It just goes to, you said it earlier, is it means something different. It's like, you know, it's like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. So attraction, this is what I want to put out. We just hate to see it. Now, for those women who are more in line with maybe how you know we are and how we talk or whatever, stop that shit. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Stop. Yeah. Just yeah. Stop.
Because, you know, just the thing is it'll be the same women out there complaining, but I get all these DMs, I get
this, right, right.
And I get this, da, 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 da. I'm like, what you expect to get? I mean, number one, I mean, you put your ass out, you put your breasts out, you know, it's like, people going to be, you know, they'll be like, damn, you know, let me go ahead and shoot my shot. You got people pulling up from half court shooting their shot because you're not putting the right shit out there. And to me, I don't get the mentality, man. But again, we're in a different age. Everybody wants the immediate gratification.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. So, but like I said, just to sum it up, man, my biggest things other than the shit, all the other shit that I've said, but if I had to sum it up in three things, you know, beyond the levels, beyond attraction, pretty beautiful, beyond that, with a little sexy sprinkled in on it, beyond that, if I had to sum it up, no drama, great energy, confidence.
Yeah.
I figure out all other shit after that. You know what I'm saying? Because the woman's gonna decide whether or not you have a sex with or not. So why am I even thinking about that? I'm probably thinking about it, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. It'll happen if it'll happen. But no drama, great energy. Energy and vibe is in that category. Energy slash, and confidence, man. Because I feel like that a lot of those other things that we were talking about are going to come, the common interests and those things. You're going to find that out because these three things are going to invite you to ask the questions. And ladies, you got to realize that if a man really wants you, he's going to be just like, what your boy Darius Love say? He said, you know,
tear stuff off.
Yeah. He was like, I'm digging you like a grave or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like, you know, if he's really digging you, he's going to be digging into your psyche and your mind and your emotions to find out, do all those things line up with what I want? If he ain't asking you no questions, he just want to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good recap, man. I just add my one word again. All that, a woman still has to have some type of friendly behavior within that, and so to be inviting for that to work, to me, you have to be inviting to some extent, because again, you cast the line and you reel them in. You just reel them right on in. But
is that fucked up social media shit friendliness though, man? Because that's a line that they're casting. They throw that shit out there.
Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is, don't nobody want a bitch. Somebody just gonna be me mugging. That's all I'm saying. Just, I'd rather see a smile than a frown. It can be that simple, yeah. Is what I'm saying. It's, if you're, you know, in a more social environment to where you can meet and talk with people, and if you're not the type to meet and talk with people, well, then you might need to find some type of something within yourself to say, you know what? You know, if I'm not making myself pretty, if I'm not making myself pretty to draw that in, all right, let's say she got on a dress, she looks pretty or whatever. She's not as confident, but she looks nice. Men are gonna come to her, right, in a certain setting. Now, what's your game? What's your game now? Because if you born as shit, and if you don't have any type of friendly characteristics, friendly just means I'm open and willing, I'm an active listener right now. You have my undivided attention. In our space, if I don't feel that way, I'm going to be very disinterested very quickly.
I mean, to me, that falls up under what I was saying. And that's energy and vibe to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That falls into that particular category for me.
Yeah,
I think I differ a little bit because I like a little bit of bitch sprinkled into that shit, man. I like a little bit. Just a little bit.
I don't want to cry. I don't want to pry somebody.
I mean, no, but what I'm saying is, I guess
you don't have to. You don't have to be up under here for me. You know what I'm saying?
But I like strategic bitchiness. Let's put it like that, because the women that I've met that have that particular characteristic are actually also exceedingly witty and smart. Which is also something that I really, really like. I love smart women. So, you know, a little bit of edge to it, you know, and I hate using the word, you know, bitch or whatever, but I think that, that point it applies, but I think that bitchiness, if you will, it comes with some, there's some positivity that can be run out of that particular characteristic. And like I said, it normally comes with wittiness, with humor,
sense of humor. That's another.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I like a little bit of that in, because you have to be down. You got to be down on some of those levels to be able to cultivate some of that sense of humor, whether it's dry, whether it's witty, whether it's, you know, abstract type of sense of humor. So like I said, you got to have a little bit of that bitchiness kind of sprinkled in. You gotta be able to take it there. And a lot of times too, that bitchiness can be turned up a notch and really can save your ass sometimes, man. It's good to have an advocate that can think.
Oh yeah,
that's quick witted, that can think and can really, you know, it can be a positive. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying all you crazy bitches out there, don't be emailing me. I said a sprinkle.
There's a difference. Yeah,
I said a sprinkle. I said the sprinkle, but I mean, I say it in jest, but I mean, I'm really serious about it, man. I mean, you know, women have dealt with so much from, you know, they get it from white America, corporate America, and then, you know, black men are not necessarily the support system and the backbone that they need all the time. So there is a level of strength that is built there, and sometimes it's misconstrued as bitchiness. But that's the kind of shit that I kind of welcome, that I take it as a challenge to try to break down and to try to use those qualities as actual assets, because experience is a great teacher, and experience on a lot of different levels makes a great mate as well. You know, mm-hmm. You can't know it all and be it all and do it all. You know, it's great to have a partner that has, you know, traveled a similar type of road. So,
yeah.
So, sorry, man. No drama. Lots of energy, the good vibe, confidence, man. You got anything else that you want to add, man?
Nah, man. I think we said it all. I think we said it all. So, hope we get some feedback to some extent, just to hear what's out there. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be posting this one probably a little bit more than I would post some of the other ones, because I definitely enjoy the banter that comes with it. Like I said, I mean, we not some woman hating dudes out here. So, you know, people gonna look at the title and be like, oh, these motherfuckers talking shit. It's not even, it ain't even really like that. You know, we enjoy the discourse. We enjoy the, we enjoy, you know, learning what women actually think, because that is what moves, that's what moves our, from a Black community perspective, the understanding of each other is what moves our community and our culture forward. So it's not like, you know, those who take this episode the wrong way are just gonna do it. You the stupid motherfuckers that we talking about any goddamn way. But people that truly understand what we're talking about,
we'll understand exactly
what we're talking about. This isn't a critique. It's basically a point of reflection, to where, you know, men and women both can kind of reevaluate what their expectations are of each other. And, you know, perhaps it can help us, you know, get on one accord and, you know, help us laugh a little bit too. Because, you know, this, all this shit is subjective and it's said in jest. That's why we have a fucking podcast, man. It's just,
right.
It's a fucking podcast. Exactly. You know, get over yourself. You know, don't get all mad. Don't come to me with that bullshit, man. You already know. Don't come to me with that bullshit.
You gave me the phone number, man. So.
But no, I ain't doing the phone number no more, man. But they can have the email at icbwpodcast.com. And I got tired of getting texts in the middle of the night. You know, motherfuckers be listening to podcasts because they can't sleep. And all of a sudden
Yeah.
I get tired of that shit, bro. but icbwpodcast@gmail.com, man. Or you can hit us up on Instagram at icbwpodcast, Facebook, icbwpodcast. Leave a comment on the video. You know, on the YouTube channel. But however you want to get at us, we'll get at us. But again, like I said, engage with caution, man. Don't come to me with no bullshit, because I'm a rationally thinking person, and I'll talk to anybody. But you come to me with some bullshit.
It is.
I crack myself up, man, when I say shit like that, because I'm sounding all gangster and shit, right? But you know, I ain't really like that. But I mean.
And you're looking like Suge Knight, so I mean, it is what it is.
I will cut some motherfucker out though if they stupid, because I just don't like stupid people, bro. And you know what I'm saying? I don't like stupid people, and I don't like people that want to be spoon fed information. It's like, man, I spent a lifetime trying to learn the shit that I know and then to do the shit that I do. You think I'm just going to hand the shit up? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
man, that's a whole nother show.
Hey, man.
But yeah, man. As you can tell, we're on YouTube now. We're, but we're still on Google Podcasts, and in addition to Apple Podcasts, all the audio places that you would normally get the show, you know, Spotify, Stitcher, you know, those places like that. A few other places that have, you know, taken the RSS feed and uploaded it, and we appreciate that. You know, just be on the lookout for more great content, man. We're enjoying the video medium. We're able to actually do a little bit more with it and reach more people this way too. So, you know, we just want to try to keep our, you know, keep the folks within our culture together, within our community together, have some rough and tough conversations, but make progress and at the same time, and also entertain you. So if you like it, man, hit the subscribe button, like the video, all that other shit. Y'all know how it goes on YouTube, man. So do all that shit, you know, and if not, that's cool too, you know. That's cool too. So,
no, that ain't cool. Shit, let them like and subscribe. Shit.
Like and subscribe. But what else? I ain't gonna twist nobody's arm for this shit, man. It's like you know they should know quality when they hear it.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully they're fucking with us. But also, yeah. Go to Apple Podcasts, man. I haven't had the opportunity to load up all of the audio up on YouTube yet, man, because it's gonna take a minute for me to get to all the episodes and to be able to get them up there, because I got to make thumbnails for all of them and all of the shit, because I want it to be in order where people can actually view it. But in the meantime, man, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever platform that you have, check out some of the old episodes, man. I think that you'll really be. If you're new, you'll understand exactly where the show is coming from. Because if you just clicked on the first 3 to 4 episodes on video, you'd be like, who are these motherfuckers and think they are? What the fuck are they talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, but if you listen to the old shit, you'll understand how we got to this particular point. It's really like a fucking Netflix series of podcasts. You got to binge listen, and then you'll understand exactly who the fuck we are and why we're saying what we're saying. So, to all of our old listeners that have picked up on the video shit, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. And we're hopefully we're at a point where we'll hopefully continue to bring you some quality content and keep everything moving, bro.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
All right, man. We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture. And we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.